I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime!
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB, providing a safe space for you every day, 9 to 11 o'clock for you independent thinkers out there. Today's Friday. We're going to get into next hour, False Flag Friday, and this week I'm the crazy train. The world's coming apart at the seams, it seems to me. I don't know. Maybe it's further I get into a week of news, I need the weekends to recharge. I got to tell you, you need a breather. Unfortunately, there's a lot of this stuff you really can't get away from, can you? A quote of the day today is from Nikolai Alexandrovich Berdyaev. He's a Russian philosopher. He died in 1948, so this is actually some kind of good news, I guess. We've made it this far, and apparently insanity has been around with us for some period of time, so this is what, I'll just call him Nikolai. He said, "No one today likes the truth. Utility and self-interest have long ago substituted for truth. We live in a nightmare of falsehoods, and there are few who are sufficiently awake and aware to see things as they are. Our first duty is to clear away illusions and recover a sense of reality. To recover a sense of reality is to recover the truth about ourselves and the world in which we live, and thereby to gain power of keeping this world from falling apart. It will be the sane people that keep this world from falling apart. There seem to be fewer and fewer of us around." Of course, I guess we're all kind of biased, huh? I feel like I'm sane, and I feel like this is insane. We've really got a government here run by busybody thugs, and there's a couple of examples I'll open the show with today. You may have heard about this. This is our new Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra. He was asked about Joe Biden's door-to-door plan for going around and knocking on your door, seeing if you've gotten the jab yet. I don't care if you are a proponent of these vaccines. I don't care if you rushed to get the first vaccine. You should find it incredibly creepy that your federal government is going to send out people from Washington, D.C., across this land, to start knocking on Americans' doors. I don't even like the census. And the census has even gotten too meddlesome, asking too many questions. I understand the need for a census, but I got to tell you, the door knocking creeps me out. This door knocking, even to the most ardent supporters of vaccines, should be a problem, but to many of them it's not, because, of course, the government just loves us. I want you to listen to this HHS secretary explaining why they have the right, why you don't have the right to not let them know your vax status.
Crenshaw tweeting, "How about don't knock on my door? You're not my parents. You're the government. Make the vaccine available and let people be free to choose. Why is that concept so hard for the left?" Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs tweeting, "It's none of the government's business knowing who has or hasn't been vaccinated." Joining me now is Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra, who is helping in this effort to get Americans vaccinated. Sir, thank you so much for being with us. I wonder if you can answer that criticism. It's none of the government's business knowing who has or hasn't been vaccinated. What do you say?
Brianna, perhaps we should point out that the federal government has had it spend trillions of dollars to try to keep Americans alive during this pandemic. So,
really? They've spent trillions of dollars trying to keep Americans alive. This is the Democrat left here. You're all worthless, helpless children. The government is the only thing that's keeping you alive. I try to give so much slack to my liberal friends. And a lot of them have turned against this Democratic Party. The vast majority of people that I know who have voted Democrats in the past realize how insane the left has gone. But for those of you still hanging in there, do you understand? They think you're a child. This guy saying, well, we've spent trillions of dollars trying to keep Americans alive against this disease that kills 0.1% of the people who get it. 0.1%. So the 99.9%, they don't need your trillions of dollars to stay alive, and apparently you failed the 0.1%, so I'm not really sure exactly what they think they're accomplishing here. But this is like a parent. You know, what do you tell your kids? When your kids misbehave, or you want to boss your children around, or you want to impose rules on them, right? You're the parent, and they are a child. And the choke point is, as long as you live under my house and I'm paying the bills here, you'll abide by my rules. That's a parent-child relationship. That's what your Health and Human Services Secretary wants with you right now. Democrats believe that everybody beneath them are just children. Helpless, worthless children.
It is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business if we have to continue to spend money.
You don't. You don't have to continue to spend money. Matter of fact, I encourage you to stop. I'll take my portion in cash, please. Whatever you're dedicating to keeping me alive, go ahead and send that to me in a check. I'll keep myself alive. Matter of fact, I'll give you a 50% discount. You send me 50% of what you think you're spending to keep me alive, and I'll keep myself alive for half price.
To try to keep people from contracting COVID and helping reopen the economy. And so it is our business to try to make sure Americans can prosper, Americans can freely associate.
Wow, look at that. You got a Health and Human Services Secretary. I'm going to look this guy up. I wonder what his big pharma connection is. Bet you there's one there. Of course, Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary was an Eli Lilly executive, so I'm sure they just gave another pharmaceutical company a crack at this position. This is a bureaucrat, unelected bureaucrat coming to say, he's responsible for your prosperity. And they may, if they go door to door and you give satisfactory answers, they may allow you to freely associate with other people. I wish I had a cable radio station to say the words that I really, really want to say about this guy, this whole policy of door to door. I can't do it on FCC airwaves. I'll do it during the break while the mic is off. These are thugs posing as saviors.
And knocking on a door has never been against the law. You don't have to answer.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Kim Wade. Standing your ground's not against the law in Mississippi either. I might feel threatened by a knock on my door that I'm not expecting. Might need to defend my domicile.
But we hope you do, because if you haven't been vaccinated, we can help dispel some of those rumors that you've heard. And
we're going to get into the rumors in just a second. We're going to get into these air quotes here in the studio, rumors, after this next break.
Hopefully get you vaccinated.
There are experts. Listen, we hear pleas from President Biden telling people to get vaccinated. But what we're seeing is a decline in vaccinations. And there are folks who say more needs to be done, like Dr. Lena Wen, who in an op-ed for The Washington Post said, quote, that's not nearly enough. Biden needs to get behind proof of vaccination, starting with his own White House events. A gathering touting the United States' progress toward independence from the virus should have been the ideal opportunity.
So you get independence from the virus by complete authoritarian losing all of our personal independence.
To make the case for vaccine requirements, it matters for everyone, including the vaccinated. What's your response to that? Having people say, yes, I am vaccinated, and proving it, or at least having them attest to it.
Well, there any?
Oh yeah, why don't you just let us attest to it, and then let's send the FBI in because maybe you lied to a government agent. Maybe we'll all be doing time for perjury, for lying to a federal employee about our vaccination status.
A number of ways to try to continue to make progress, and the president has demonstrated that he is open to moving in any direction we can to help.
Any authoritarian direction, Joe Biden's fine with it. As a matter of fact, I got another story about that, too. Joe Biden's taken over the whole economy. He's got 72 new rules for commerce here in the United States. He's going to micromanage everything. Of course, it's not him. It's the people behind him, but
help Americans get safe, be safe, feel safe. And so we'll
I feel absolutely fine, absolutely safe. Mission accomplished there, buddy. You can stand down.
We'll continue to provide Americans access. We're going to go where you are so that you can get vaccinated.
Oh, God. That is so creepy. Who are the people who support these kinds of policies? You must be out there, 601-879-0002. You want a government agent tracking you down with a needle? Or maybe you were excited about getting the vaccine. You think that's a good use of, well, it's not even a money issue. It's just, I'll tell you one thing. 2020, 2021 has explained a lot to me about how Nazi Germany happened. Didn't we all kind of wonder, how the hell did the German people go along with the rise of Adolf Hitler? I know we've all wondered that. You see the atrocities that were committed in Germany, and you just say, how did they say nothing? How did they allow this to happen? Question answered. There must be enough people in the country, in this country right now, that are willing to allow. I mean, there are. They want the government to hunt down the unvaccinated and jam a needle in their arm. It's no longer a mystery how Nazi Germany got so out of control.
And we'll do everything we can. And what we've done is allowed the states, through our governors, our mayors, and county supervisors, to determine how best to approach people in their neighborhoods.
Oh, well, I got to tell you, I'm glad to live in Mississippi for this kind of thing. I'm glad to be in the neighborhoods that I'm in, because I doubt very seriously we want these people in our neighborhoods, and we may actually keep them out. I'll be right back.
You know that friend that's eating healthy, or as they put it, eating clean? They're overly concerned with eating habits, especially yours. They cite the latest health studies, the ones that change weekly. Eggs are good? No, bad. No, wait, eggs are good. Instead, maybe you should listen to what your own body is saying about your health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Now I'm calling all citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
At this point, I just believe there should be some kind of a form that people who want the government to keep them safe just fill out a form and just say, I'm a helpless child. I need the government. And you pay taxes for that, right? You pay a fee. You think you're going to have this bodyguard, this benevolent mommy? Pay for it. And the rest of us can opt out. Don't spend the trillions of dollars keeping me safe. I'm okay. I'm good. We're going to talk that little Hitler that's running Health and Human Services right now said, talked about the rumors. You know, they want to come knock on your door so they can dispel all the rumors about the vaccine. I'm going to add to those in just a second here. I'll show you some of the air quotes here in the studio. Rumors. But of course, here, the mini Mengele has also weighed in recently on the vaccines, and he's really exasperated with all you people who won't line up for the jab.
Here we have a vaccine that's highly, highly effective. in preventing disease and certainly in preventing severe disease and hospitalization.
Now, that's weird because in England, I read the story the other day that half of the deaths have been in the fully vaccinated. It's really odd that, I mean, it must be something about British people. Or are they maybe not giving us this great scoop here? Because in England, half of the people who have died of COVID have been fully vaccinated. Of course, they continue here just to say safe and effective and it protects you from hospitalizations and deaths. I think that's just a lie.
It's easy to get, it's free, and it's readily available. So, you know, you've got to ask, what is the problem?
Well, I'm going to show you in just a second there, little mini Mingala.
Get over it. Get over this political statement. Just get over it and try and save the lives of yourself and your family.
The implication being that if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to die. Again, this has killed 0.1% of the people that have contracted it. Excuse me, maybe it's 0.3% once you start going over age 85. People that were actually past the average life expectancy anyway. As Tucker Carlson pointed out the other day, it's kind of interesting. But here's the rumors, and the little mini Mengele, Anthony Fauci, asked, why? Why won't you go get it? What do we need to do? Well, here's an interesting story coming out of the Defender. This is the Children's Health Defense Group. Hundreds injured by COVID vaccines turned to GoFundMe for help with expenses. And I learned a little something in this story. So here are some of the rumors that they're trying to combat. They won't address them. They just pretend that they don't exist. The Thomas Dobbs, the Anthony Fauci's, the mainstream media. They just pretend these things don't exist. But for real people, these are real stories. High school senior Emma Buckley received the one-shot Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine April 1st. Within 2 weeks, she was placed in an induced coma. She underwent 3 brain surgeries after experiencing seizures and developing blood clots in her brain. When Berkey was well enough to be transferred from the hospital to a rehab center, her first round of bills totaled, anyone, $513,000. Friends of the 18-year-old's family turned to GoFundMe to raise money to help cover Berkey's mounting medical costs. As of July 7th, more than $59,000 had been raised. The family hopes most of Berkey's medical costs will be covered by insurance, but that's unclear as the cost of her daughter's medical care could run into the millions of dollars. According to a recent update on her GoFundMe page, Berkey is still in intensive rehab, remains in a wheelchair, and was able to stand unassisted for the first time July 6th, almost 4 months after she got the vaccine. Huh. What a rumor. I can't understand why people wouldn't line up to get that thing. As of July 1st, well, actually, I'm sorry, as of June 25th, there were more than 180 GoFundMe accounts seeking help for people who had suffered injuries after receiving a COVID vaccine and were left with large medical bills and other expenses. Story after story, Alicia Smith, 34, is a hairdresser who felt pressured by the media to get the COVID vaccine to make her clients feel safe. After receiving her second dose of Pfizer on April 15th at a Walgreens, she immediately experienced negative side effects, including swelling, loss of feeling, inability to breathe. That seems like a biggie. And symptoms of Bell's palsy. A neurologist at Louisiana State. Here we go. Enter the medical establishment. You know, these people suffer a side effect from the vaccine, so they go seek the help of our loving doctors. A neurologist at Louisiana State University told Smith her symptoms were caused by anxiety and urged her to seek cognitive therapy. 2 months after being hospitalized and undergoing rehab, Smith still cannot return to work because of severe, uncontrollable body tremors and Bell's palsy on the right side of her face. Oh, come on! You're just stressed out. Take a chill pill. That'll do it. They set up her GoFundMe for her as well. Stacy was a third-grade teacher who developed Guillain-Barré syndrome 3 weeks after receiving J&J's COVID vaccine. She went to the emergency room several times after getting the shot because she was experiencing numbness of the lower extremities, but was sent home when tests were inconclusive. Nothing to see here, the doctor said. The numbness continues to progress, and Stacy eventually lost her ability to stand and walk. She was then hospitalized and diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. Oh, good news. After a few weeks, Stacy was able to take a few steps with the aid of a walker and physical therapist. Transferred to an intensive rehab facility. She's on GoFundMe. Lakia Thomas started taking medicine for seronegative arthritis on April 1st. The next day, she received her first COVID vaccine. Within 3 weeks, Thomas developed severe chest pain, a rash that covered her body, and swollen hands, feet, and lips. Thomas spent more than 2 weeks in the hospital and is now on at least 14 medications. As I said, this is the gift that keeps on giving to the pharmaceutical companies. I played the clip on Wednesday of the woman who, she was taking one thyroid medication, then she got the shot. She's now on 14 different medications. Doctors believe this Thomas woman is now suffering several autoimmune conditions, including Stevens-Johnson syndrome, a severe medical emergency that affects the skin and mucous membranes associated with oral medications and other vaccines. Neuropathy, a severe flare of... I mean, this goes on and on and on. Gary Spaulding was an active landscaper who experienced a severe headache after receiving J&J's COVID vaccine, causing him to go to the emergency room. The doctors immediately diagnosed Spaulding with Lyme disease. Treatment was started, but numbness and tingling in his extremities progressed. After doctors initiated tests to determine the cause of the escalating series of symptoms, Spaulding was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. Doctors believe Spaulding's immune system, which was fighting Lyme disease, was overstimulated by the COVID vaccine, causing it to attack the myelin, protective insulation that surrounds the nerves, including those in the brain and the spinal cord. Got to tell you, that sounds painful. This guy's in a rehab hospital, too. Back in the hospital for infection and blood clots, which has made all of his progress from rehab go completely backwards. Still unable to walk. Muscle weakness and pain are his constant companions. This guy doesn't work. He's on GoFundMe. These stories go on and on and on and on. And here is what I learned from this story, too, that I didn't even know. Now, we know that the vaccine companies... that the Congress critters gave them full immunity from liability, right? Let me just ask you, if you were making a product, would you be more or less careful if you knew you couldn't get sued if something went wrong? Just a curiosity question. Anybody? Well, we know they've been given full liability, but there has been liability protection. But there has been a vaccine court. It's paid out billions of dollars over the year for vaccine injuries not related to COVID stuff. Well, I knew that the COVID vaccines were given the same blanket immunity and a little extra. Donald Trump gave them the PrEP designation, which was like a double super-duper liability protection, you know, because it was an emergency and all. But I did think the vaccine court was still there. Apparently, it's not for COVID vaccines. Alta Maglio and his law firm, Maglio, Christopher, and Toll, have litigated more vaccine-related injury claims in the past 5 years than any other law firm in the U.S., but the 22-lawyer firm has a disappointing message for would-be clients who have suffered a serious injury from COVID vaccines. Quote, our law firm has concluded there is nothing our attorneys can do to significantly assist you. That's because the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, also known as the Vaccine Court, does not currently handle COVID vaccine injury claims. Though the law firm says it's leading a national effort to get COVID vaccines covered under the NVICP. If and when the COVID vaccine injuries are covered, we can begin the process of reviewing your claim to determine if you're eligible for the VICP. This firm, Maglio, told Reuters his Florida-based firm has been contacted by at least a few hundred people. This is one law firm. But apparently they won't even take you into the vaccine court here. So people are incurring hundreds of thousands, not to mention their lives are destroyed physically. Their families are destroyed financially. And they won't even let you go to COVID, to vaccine court with these things. Those are some of the rumors that our Health and Human Services Secretary must be talking about, right? the 180 GoFundMe pages, and I would imagine there are going to be significantly more. A lot of people who have gotten this vaccine have had problems, probably haven't gotten the mountain of bills yet. They don't realize that their financial life is over. This is really, truly remarkable. As I said, I'm starting to understand how the German people stood down during the rise of Nazism. I'm sure the Nazis had a great story about how all of their policies were just designed to protect the German people. You know, there was a lot of dissatisfaction in Germany because they had such economic problems following World War I. And I'm sure Hitler told them that he loved them and just wanted to make their lives better. They just did what he said. He taught them to fear what he wanted them to fear so that they would accept anything in the face of that fear. Any atrocity was enough because Hitler was just trying to keep them safe and keep them happy. And that's why the people stood down. I understand it better now than I ever have in my entire life. As people sit by and listen to the government saying they're going to go door to door to door. Your papers, please? Have you had the jab? This is the United States right now. Absolutely amazing stuff.
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at danksmillercorey.com.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, phone number 601-879-0002. I was looking to see, you know, this Becerra guy who's at HHS is not, doesn't look like he's done it any time in the pharmaceutical industry, but I guarantee you he will after this. Oh, he's getting ready. He's getting that golden parachute all packed up. He is married to a physician. So maybe she's the one collecting the money off of the big pharma sales job that he's doing when it comes to these vaccines. He's also, you know, a lifelong government person and law and order person from the left. So he's an authoritarian. There's no doubt about that. But I guess that's what his role to play in this stuff is. I just really can't believe what we're seeing here. I'm going to read you something else about the way these vaccines got this liability and what happened in 2020 under our last Health and Human Services Secretary, Alexander Azar, the Eli Lilly executive that Trump put in over Health and Human Services. You got a caller on the line, though. Caller, are you with me?
Yes, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'd like to let the listeners know that the VA hospital has been calling me and encouraging me to come and get the shot.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, the first time, the lady was very, let's say, she was more like a drill sergeant because I kept saying, no, no, I'm not going to come down there. I'm not going to take it. She said, finally, she said, well, why aren't you going to do it? I said, I don't trust it. She paused a second, and she said, I don't either.
Wow.
Okay.
What does it take to have to get on the phone and call people like that when you don't have faith in it? I mean, that just shows that you can't live that kind of life.
I said, if you don't trust it, are you not taking it yourself? She said, I'm not going to take it. I said, why are you calling me and wanting me to come do it? She said, I'm being paid to do that.
Right.
Okay. 6 weeks later, I get another phone call from the VA wanting the same thing. We go through the same spiel. This one was rather nice, though. And when I told her I didn't trust it, She also said, I don't either.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right. But then she put me on hold, and a supervisor got on the line and went through the same spiel, and the exact same thing happened. I don't trust it either.
Holy cow.
Right.
What a machine they are running here. I mean, you know, and this is the thing. It's the purse strings, man. It is the this is why there are lots of doctors out there, nurses out there that should be speaking up. They could save many people in the United States, but they're scared to speak up because they're...
There are some that are speaking up.
Yeah.
I spoke to a floor nurse, a registered nurse, and I can't tell you what hospital because I shouldn't do that. But she said that every patient on her floor that has the COVID problem has been fully vaccinated.
Oh, that's just impossible. It just can't be true because I keep hearing on the news that there's no hospitalizations or deaths.
Well, I'm just telling what she told me.
Yeah, I absolutely believe it. I believe there is just no way that in England half of their COVID deaths have been fully vaccinated, as reported in the Wall Street Journal. And that we are not having a similar problem here. There's nothing about the British people that make them genetically different from us to that degree that would explain where one country. Israel is another one. Israel has been having problems with deaths and hospitalizations from people who were fully vaccinated. In the United States, they just pretend that doesn't exist. You just heard Anthony Fauci, the little mini Mingle, tell you, oh, it's totally effective against hospitalizations and deaths. I think they're just flat out lying.
No doubt. When this thing blows up, it's blowing up every day in their face. They just, you know, when you lie and you get caught at it, what do? You lie again.
Yeah.
That's just the way they do it.
It's going to be interesting to see because this is going to swamp them at some point. I don't know a single person. I know somebody who got bad COVID, but they were at home. They didn't have to be hospitalized. They didn't have to be ventilated or anything. I know one person that had a bad bout of whatever they had. I don't think they ever even got a positive test last February. Outside, I don't know one person who died, but eventually people are going to know so many people who had issues with this vaccine, and maybe not now, but when the fall comes, and I believe that's why they're pushing out this variant story. Because the tests before on this vaccine, on the ferrets, was when they were given the shot, they did great. But when they were exposed to the virus in the wild, a bunch of them got sick and died. And so they had to stop the trial. They didn't take it to human trials because of that result. Eventually, what they're trying to do now is go, well, this is just, the shot is perfect for what we got it for, but now we've got the variants, and that explains why there's these breakthrough cases and hospitalizations and deaths. But it doesn't matter. Everything mutates. That means the vaccine is completely worthless. But eventually, enough families and enough friends are going to have problems, and they're going to be scratching their heads saying, I don't know why I got so sick. I don't know why my dad died. He was fully vaccinated. Eventually, those stories are going to become so prevalent that people are going to, but for hundreds of millions of Americans, it'll be too late. You cannot unvaccinate yourself.
That's correct. That is correct. Now, there is a nurse. She put a video up yesterday, I believe. I'll send you a copy of it. But she goes around and gives testimony to courts about medical problems. And she says that what they are the injection is a cancer-causing deal.
There's no telling. I mean, nobody knows what's in this. Nobody knows what could possibly happen from this thing when you study it for 2 months and then inject 100 million people. I mean, this is an experiment.
Leukemia is on the rise from people that have taken the shot.
I hadn't seen that. If you got any proof of that, I'd like to see that.
I'll look it up and see if I can send it to you.
Okay. Thanks so much. Hey, appreciate the call.
Yeah.
You know, what he's saying is actually kind of good news. It's sad news, though, that people are being put into these positions where the medical mafia, as I like to call them, the establishment, basically your job's on the line if you try to just, you know, what the relationship between a doctor and a nurse and a patient used to be is a one-on-one thing, right? A doctor would look at you and say, we believe you might have this. We're going to do some tests. We think you should do this. Now it comes from the top down, these big hospital groups. And boy, if you go against those hospital groups, you could lose your career. And I'm not quick to judge. You know, I'm pretty consistent on this. A lot of people wanted to see Drew Brees, you know, back with one of the he made some comment about he liked the flag, and he got a bunch of heat, and a lot of people wanted him to stick to his guns, and he kind of backtracked, and then he wore a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. Everybody wanted him to, you know, that man makes millions of dollars and has to play around players who may have been brainwashed by some of this social justice warrioring. I don't really judge people for not giving up their livelihood, but the difference between Drew Brees and what some of these physicians are doing is, you know, Drew Brees isn't potentially killing people with his actions. And these doctors and nurses who are supposed to be healers, they're supposed to have your best interest at heart, and so many people trust everything they say. Now, I'm going to tell you, in many cases, that is misplaced trust. And so if you have to lay your head on the pillow at night, I don't know how you do it, knowing that this vaccine is no just safe and effective thing, that a lot of people are having problems with this thing and the future of it is unknown, but you have to get on the phone every day and try to encourage people to do it. I mean, there were probably a lot of people in Germany that were knocking on doors going, hey, we got a free train trip for you. Oh, I think this is an atrocity, but I get paid to go round up people to put them on trains. Maybe it's not that severe. People don't like these. People are not digging these comparisons to back in Nazi Germany and the Yellow Stars and things like that. People don't like those things. They get very upset about those things. But I just, when you've got people, this is police. Police do work all the time. They know they're not winning the war on drugs. They know they're destroying futures, but that's their job. It's not my fault. I'm just doing. I mean, the politicians tell us to come out here and bust people and take their cash. You know, at some point, people have got to stand up against even their own employers. I was a financial advisor. I've got a little bit of a record on this. I couldn't do it. There are good financial advisors out there, but there are a whole lot of them that are really ripping off their clients, in my opinion, collecting massive commissions. And I had an opportunity to get those commissions. I couldn't do it. It's not because I'm a good person. It just felt icky to me. I thought I could do it the right way. I thought there was a better way to do it. I'll put it that way. But I couldn't make it. I couldn't make enough money doing it the way I wanted to do it. And so I left. I just flamed out. So you don't have to do this. You do not. Even if your job is, I mean, some people wrestle with those things. Some people will go to bed and sleep soundly. They don't even really care. But there's got to be gnawing at a lot of people. And callers also write, there's a lot of people that are standing up. They get deplatformed. They get censored. Dana Loesch, a couple of days ago, she's using pig Latin for something she was talking about because she said she didn't want the algorithms at YouTube or whatever to take her down because if she said something. She's using pig Latin to get around the censors to just talk about this stuff. We either fight back against this. I don't know what the next thing is. I think they're teeing us up for a lot of climate change stuff, but there will be more. Matter of fact, I think I'll find the clip. There will be more of these variants. People in the medical establishment have got to decide, are you going to stand up now or are you not you're just going to allow us all to be taken down this road? And we'll see. Maybe it's fine. I guess there's probably a lot of medical professionals out there making good livings, got jobs that they love. They're helping people. They just want to keep a paycheck and keep in the field that they've trained so hard for. And they're just crossing their fingers. Ooh, I hope there's not long-term problems with this vaccine. Surely there won't be long-term problems with this vaccine. Ooh, I really hope there's no long-term problems with this vaccine. They're just crossing their fingers and hoping and just closing their eyes every day and jabbing these things in people's arms, even though they know it's never been studied and this is a huge experiment. They pull out the vaccine insert and it's a big, giant blank page. I don't know if you've seen this thing, but it unfolds. It's like a 4x4 piece of paper. It's blank. At least it was when this thing first rolled out. I don't know if they're starting to add little warnings into it now, but there got to be a lot of people in the medical establishment just really hoping against hope that there's nothing wrong with this. And then there's a whole lot of them that are just Kool-Aid drinkers. That if the pharmaceutical companies put it out and Anthony Fauci says it's good, then they need to get it in everybody's arms because they think they're doing God's work. It's really, really bizarre times. I'm heartened by the people in the medical establishment that stand up and do the right thing. There's just so darn few of them.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com. The reason this is of such concern is because this is not over. I don't know if you know that places around the world are locking back down. Japan just declared another state of emergency. We've watched these things drift from foreign countries straight into the United States. It's going to happen again if we do not get our heads straight on this. I want you to listen. This is Dr. Jen Ashton. She's the ABC vaccine pusher.
How do the variants of COVID-19 differ from each other? Which variant is the worst one?
Okay, first part of that question, think of genetic fingerprints. So they do the genetic sequencing on these variants because remember, as we've said, viruses mutate for a living, so they're always evolving, usually to what's called a survival advantage for the virus. Remember, it needs us to keep living. Yep. So they
get less deadly, yet the hysteria continues to ramp up.
Can evolve, and these variants can be different in terms of their transmissibility, their severity of clinical disease. A lot of the attention is on the spike protein, since that's how this virus attaches to our cells and then gains entry into our cells. And the second part of that question is, which is the worst one? I don't think we've seen it yet, TJ.
You hear that? Oh, there's a worse one coming. Oh, there's a bad one coming. You hear what she says? As for the worst one, I don't think we've seen it yet.
Entry into our cells. And the second part of that question is, which is the worst one? I don't think we've seen it yet, TJ. The worst variant will be one that escapes the protection offered by either previous past natural infection and or the vaccines.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even seen it yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. That's what Dr. Jen Ashton is telling you. And I'm telling you, this is not... It's not going away. And this to people in the medical profession, I mean, if you think you can just run out the clock on this thing, I just don't think it's going to happen. Maybe they'll take us around to climate change and build everything around that, take us to that next crisis. There's going to be a lot of control. You know, I told you the other day, what they have planned for you is that a family of four should live in a 640-square-foot home. You should only be able to take one airplane trip per 3 years. I mean, that's the big control grab. So maybe that's the next thing. But I don't see this virus stuff going anywhere. We're all getting kind of complacent right now, thinking that, it's about over. Nobody's paying attention anywhere. They'll jerk our attentions right back to it.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. It's Friday. I got a couple of segments I finish up every week with. The first one is 10 o'clock's False Flag Friday, where I try to expose the tremendous lies that are used to drive us, particularly to war. But I have added COVID-19 to False Flag Friday. I think last fall is when I really just kind of officially put it in there, when we really kind of knew the deal. And when it comes to these vaccines, something definitely smells fishy. I believe COVID is a thing. There are a lot of people repeat things that I don't think that I've heard this. They can't isolate COVID-19. It's never been isolated. I don't know what that means. And until I would fully understand that, I don't just repeat those things. I think this is a problem with people who smell a rat and seek to figure out exactly what's going on. And then you get so sure of what's happening that you just repeat those people who have told you what's going on. That something fishy is going on. This push of the vaccine is getting creepier by the day. And maybe it's just because they've run up into this group that's the hesitant group. All of the low fruit has been picked, and they are just really full court pressing the rest of us out here who have volunteered, heroically in my opinion, to be a part of the control group. I mean, I'm risking my lives to be part of the control group for you people. Nobody seems to appreciate that, do they? Something is creepy about this. There is a virus going around. I assume it's COVID-19. I assume it's as described. But it is not this existential threat to us the same way climate hysteria is a false flag. It is designed for control, and I played the clip the other day. Larry Fink is saying it's going to take $50 trillion of investment. This is a cash grab. It's climate cash is what they're going for. There certainly is a profit motive for the vaccine manufacturers, and their tentacles are far and wide. They own the mainstream media. You will realize this if you watch network programming and see that just about every other commercial is a pharmaceutical commercial. When you realize there are six pharmaceutical lobbyists, for every member of Congress, you know, they own our government. They own these bureaucracies like the FDA and the CDC. There's a revolving door that puts big pharma into positions of people who drive policies. So the profit motive is certainly there. I don't know if there's a plan by the Illuminati to kill us all. I can't prove that. I don't repeat that. That's not my focus here. My focus is this is insane, and we should be trying to wake up our fellow Americans that even if you like the shot, the fact that the government would forcibly inject you with something, because this is people talk about the slippery slope, but very few people really understand it. I bring up this example probably too often. I'm sorry to be repetitive. But, you know, people just love getting the government to stop smoking in restaurants because you didn't like cigarette smoking. Well, then you suddenly had the government over the past year just shutting down restaurants or telling them they can only have 25% of the people that they want in there. There's all of these things. It feels good when the government does a little something that you want them to do. So you just look the other way. Even conservatives. Conservatives, I saw you. You loved the smoking ban in restaurants. You thought it was keeping you safe. Mike, it's making people sick. Secondhand smoke is a driver of lung cancer. They're just keeping us safe, so you allow that. Well, how do you like them keeping you safe for the past year, where you saw some of our favorite restaurants struggling around the country, hundreds of thousands of people just decimated? They're just trying to keep us safe. We cannot allow these things. So to those of you out there who were hep to this vaccine, you rushed out to get it. You haven't had any problems yet from it. And I say yet, I hope you never do. I promise you, I hope you never, ever have any problems with this vaccine, because a lot of people that I know, that I like, and that I love have gotten these vaccines. So I hope it's fine. But someday, what happens if there's a vaccine that maybe you don't want? Maybe one of your loved ones takes the next vaccine and they have a bad consequence and you don't want it. You will have set the precedent that you can be forced to take it by your employer or by your government. quit allowing governments to set these horrible precedents because they always come back around. The war on terror. We are in our False Flag Friday segment anyway. A lot of conservatives out there. Didn't mind giving up your privacy for this or for that. You didn't mind the warrantless wiretapping for a while because you thought it was just targeting those Muslims. Well, now you realize that entire apparatus has been turned in on you. They're still arresting people around the January 6th stuff. Tucker Carlson's been spied on. Now you suddenly have a problem with it. The thing is, you can't put the cork back in that bottle. So I say to the vaccine excited, take your vaccine if that's what you want. If you think that protects you, then what do you care what anybody else has? Quit worrying about everybody else. You worry about yourself and your family. We're all fine out here. I'm not your child. If you think I'm doing something dumb, let me do something dumb. It's called freedom. I'm telling you, we are setting such bad precedents in this country when it comes to this stuff. This was CBS. They're already talking about it. I mean, the idea of vaccine mandates, because now, you know, they had to see first. They didn't want to come out with a mandate first because it's an icky look. Now they're bumping up against that ceiling of people who are willing to get this jab. Now the mandate stuff is going to come pretty fast and furious. I love to see there are parents around this country fighting back. There's a story on the news break just now where some parents have gotten together and stopped it. There was several lawsuits against mask requirements for kids. Parents are suing school districts to stop forced masking come the fall. You can affect this thing. These mandates are coming.
The government's vaccine persuasion campaign, such as it is, seems to have hit a wall. Will the government at the federal level start encouraging schools and businesses to mandate vaccines?
This is not just something government's going to solve or the private sector. We've all got to work together. But going forward, you know, we're getting to the hard part of this vaccination campaign. And it's going to take, you know, individuals having conversations with their family and friends. It's going to take doctors and nurses talking to their patients and communities. And it's going to take employers and schools doing everything that they can to help encourage and support people in getting vaccinated.
Yeah. And what they think is necessary is mandates. You are going to have to get, I've been telling you for 2 or 3 months now, you should be on the phone with your school boards, with your universities, wherever your kids are going. You should be proactive in this because you can't put the cork back in that bottle. Once they put this vaccine as a mandatory requirement for your child to attend a school, it's over. You're not going to get it undone, but you might stop it in its tracks. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but bureaucrats really don't like to walk things back.
What is going to be necessary to change the minds that haven't yet been changed on the vaccination question?
Well, I think something that more broadly as a country that we have struggled with over the last year and change is that this pandemic has unfortunately been very politicized in some ways. I think people have also been subject to a great deal of misinformation.
Yeah, and it's all coming from you guys. I mean, they've been wrong on everything, right? They've been wrong on the mask. They've been wrong on the plexiglass. They've been wrong on the lockdowns. They've been wrong on the social distancing. They've been wrong on every bit of it. I mean, every bit of it turns out to have been misinformation. Even if you give them the, they were just trying to do something. Mike, this was uncharted territory. They just felt that they were doing everything they could to try to, well, they were wrong at every turn. These are documented wrongs. Plexiglass, wrong. It disrupted airflow in places. It's still up in places. It was at my gym yesterday. I asked the people about it. They really didn't want to have a conversation with me about it. Matter of fact, I approached them and said, should I call your corporate office? They're still forcing my gym staff to wear masks. I said, do you want me to call corporate and tell them to let you out of those ridiculous, ineffective masks? No, they'll just come down on me. They were scared. They didn't want to get any blowback. They may be mask believers. I don't know. But they've been wrong on every single thing. If you look at the misinformation out there, and there is some on the other side too. I don't know that a vaccine is a countdown clock and you've got 3 years to live. There's no proof of that either. I'm not going to be inconsistent and say they don't know the long-term effects of this thing because they didn't study it. And then on the other side say, but I do know that in 3 years you're all going to be dead. That's not consistent. It doesn't make any sense. Nobody's had this vaccine in their arm for 3 years. How could we possibly know everybody's going to die? I've said it may be okay. Maybe a lot of people who never have a problem with this. I don't know. Nobody knows. At least I'm not acting like I know for sure, like our health authorities. I'm going to move on to a little bit of foreign policy stuff when we come back. But this domestic policy, this false flag vaccination situation is really bad. And I'm telling you, I know a lot of people are breathing a sigh of relief. They only gave us about 2 weeks last year where we felt like we were getting through it. I think it was in July. And then they slammed the door shut in the fall. We were back to the races. They are just waiting for that one variant. I don't know if Delta's going to do it. Maybe Delta's just the warm-up act. They're talking about the Lambda now. But they're going to come at us with another variant and another vaccine push, another round of mandates, and apparently a round of door knocking. This thing is not over. I told you before the election, it wasn't ending on election day. Well, I'm telling you now, it's not over now. Feels like it? I don't think they're going to let this go. I'll be right back.
Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great-tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
The main reason I've ever done False Flag Friday is to try to break the spell over conservatives of the national security state. Slowly but surely, a lot of conservatives have woken up to the war profiteers. But you're not there yet. And I'll tell you why you're not there yet. I've got this little voice at my outpost here in Flora, Mississippi, but the big dogs are keeping you in the corral. They keep you focused on the next war. I saw, and I'm going to pick on him again because I think he's a dangerous man to me. I know you love him because he was so pro-Trump. But I just saw a commercial, so I couldn't get a clip. It was a commercial yesterday on Fox News. It was Sean Hannity. Wearing, anyone, his two CIA lapel pins. I point this out every time I mention, it's like when I talk about our former Treasury Secretary, the former Goldman Sachs guy. You know, I want to make sure people understand the source of where you're getting your information. And Sean Hannity wears two CIA lapel pins. No one else is going to mention that. I'm just going to tell you what a great American he is. While he tells you in one side of his mouth he's helping Donald Trump fight the deep state, he's wearing two CIA lapel pins. And spoiler, one of those Trump gave him, so there is that too. But I saw this commercial yesterday, Sean Hannity. And he's teasing one of his segments. He was going to have Kayleigh McInerney on, and I can't remember who all else, but his teaser was, China, Russia, and Iran, our enemies grow stronger by the day. He's getting you in that two-party paradigm, the red team v. blue team, that Joe Biden is so weak that our enemies, he calls them enemies, China, Russia, and Iran, our enemies grow stronger by the day. Why are these countries our enemies? Now, I understand what a lot of people feel about China. And China is a nefarious, horrible government, and they are a communist government. They're communists within their borders. Now, they've sent out, they certainly have infiltrated our schools. Communism is raising its head in this country. It did it once before. We can beat it back. But if you don't believe that America doesn't send out people around the world to spread disinformation and try to upset the apple cart in other countries, so it's their competitors for sure. We don't want a war with China. But tell me, why are Russia and Iran our enemies? This is what Sean Hannity tells you. He doesn't say our competitors. He says they're our enemies. And that's Sean Hannity trying to Judas goat you into more wars and more military spending, because that's who he works for. He is a warmonger. I don't know about you, but I know Russia and Iran haven't done a single thing to me. They're not my enemies. I don't like either one of their governments, for sure. But I don't like any government. I don't like our government. If there's anything that is that does things to us, it's our government. But Sean Hannity wants you to focus on Russia and Iran as our enemies. They're competitors. Russia is a competitor. They're selling natural. How dare they sell natural gas to Europe? We sell natural gas to Europe. That's what Mike Pompeo and the Trump administration said when they sanctioned the crap out of anybody who had anything to do with the pipeline connecting Russian natural gas to Europe. See, nobody can trade unless we get our cut. That's mafia behavior. Sean Hannity is a warmongering neocon. I know he said a lot of things about Donald Trump. You can listen to him on the political theater stuff. He's great at attacking Nancy Pelosi. He's great at attacking Maxine Waters. If you want political theater, Sean Hannity's your guy. Oh, he'll do it right down the... He'll tell you everything bad about the Democrats, and he'll bring on every establishment Republican he can find to tell you how great the Republicans are. He's perfect for that. How's that been working out for us? That little red versus blue team stuff. But boy, it chaps me when I hear him talking about these people and saying they're our enemies. They're growing stronger by the day. We need to get somebody in there to face off with our enemies. This is the way that has led us into these endless wars. Speaking of those, our U.S. troops have actually been under attack in Iraq for last 4 or 5 days. U.S. coalition confirmed new rocket strikes against U.S. targets in Iraq, fourth straight day of such attacks. They would only call it an ongoing situation. They're not going to tell us the truth. We have no idea if we had any casualties. What the hell are we still doing in Iraq? Nobody knows. Trump didn't get us out. Biden's not going to get us out. We're going to continue our footprint there so that we can just wait for one of these things to happen to create some casualties so we can send more troops back there, because that's where the money is. It's in perpetuating the war. But these things are still actually going on. I did have a couple of clips. I guess I'll throw them in here real quick. This is what we need to look for next. We've been talking about it a lot on False Flag Friday, and that is the coming cyber pandemic.
One thing that maybe surprised you most?
This is Warren Buffett, you know, that grandfatherly old man who just drinks Coca-Cola and goes to Dairy Queen. He's just like your grandpa. Warren Buffett's not your friend. Warren Buffett is a globalist.
Something you learned the last year?
Well, I learned that people don't know as much as they think they know. But the biggest thing you learn is that a pandemic was bound to occur, and this isn't the worst one that's imaginable at all. Society has a terrible time preparing for things that are remote but are possible and will occur sooner or later. There'll be another pandemic. We know that. We know there's a nuclear, chemical, biological, and now cyber threat. And we know, you know, it has, each one of those has terrible possibilities. And we do some things about it. But it's just not something that society seems particularly capable and fully coming to grips with. The cyber threat, you know, that we've just started.
We've just started. Yeah, the cyber attacks. We're just starting these.
Look at the damage that's already been done. Charlie and I have been ungodly lucky in many ways, but the luckiest thing was actually being around at this time and place.
Yeah, they've been lucky. Nobody's messed with Berkshire Hathaway and his billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. He's been extremely lucky, but it's coming. And just as a closer here, just to remind you, they're running the training, the simulations, the cyber polygon.
2020 is a year that has really changed the world. It is thanks.
We are just living in a movie. Listen to this guy's accent. Oh, for a Dr. Evil. This guy, I mean, he's a bald German guy. It cracks me up every time I hear him. It's like they've got this guy at a central casting.
To technology, that we are able to join the cyber polygon entirely remotely. This training is another step in creating a trusted digital environment and fostering open dialogue to discuss even the most challenging cybersecurity issues.
Nobody can fight these phenomena, which are only going to increase in the next couple of years, in this dynamic technological environment.
this world grows in force and this happens throughout the world, it's just a statement of the obvious. You need to protect people properly.
Oh, yeah. You got to protect people. That's the government tells you. That's their first. You know, the thing is that hacking is real. These things really do happen. There are bad players out there hacking stuff. But does anybody for a second trust any of these World Economic Forum people as they run their cyber polygon drills? That's a commercial for it. They have commercials for a what they are billing as a defensive exercise, the Sally Polygon. It's exactly the same kind of exercise they ran with Event 201, predicting and preparing for a pandemic. Tells me we should keep our guard up. I'll be right back.
You know that friend that's eating healthy, or as they put it, eating clean? They're overly concerned with eating habits, especially yours. They cite the latest health studies, the ones that change weekly. Eggs are good? No, bad. No, wait, eggs are good. Instead, maybe you should listen to what your own body is saying about your health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Now I'm calling all citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, finishing up another week. We're about to get into This Week on the Crazy Train. Do I sound weak today? I'm not a big guy. I'm maybe a buck 50. Wet. My chair keeps sinking. It's very emasculating. Well, something about me. I'm heavy today or something. My chair keeps, the shorter I get, the weaker I feel. Anyway, all right, I'm going to muster my... I've jacked it back up. I'm ready to get back into it here. And as I say, we finish up each week with This Week on the Crazy Train.
All aboard!
To start off today, I mean, there is absolutely nothing funny about what has transpired in Florida with the collapse of that building. Truly a really, really just very sad story. But though there's a woman there, I'm not even sure what her position is, but she does all of the press conferences for the thing. And she was talking about all of the people that are out there helping with the search and rescue efforts. And she threw a little something in here. I just thought, is this where we are? Listen to what she says about the people that are out there helping dig through the rubble and try to recover bodies. Mike, see, it's this chair. This chair has got me off kilter here. All right, here we go.
Day 12, these men and women have continued their mission. They have the same determination and strength as when they got out on day one. It is a true honor to serve alongside these heroes and sheroes.
Did you hear that? They're heroes and sheroes. Are we doing that now? I got to tell you, shouldn't they be like theros or zeros? I guess it would not be good optic to go out and call the people who are doing the heroic work of trying to rescue people and recover bodies zeros. And I don't mean zero with a Z. Isn't it like Z-I or G-Z? You know, the pronoun stuff. I don't know. She may get in trouble for heroes and sheroes. I don't think that's even politically correct. All right, I can't help it. You know, when you talk, this is a segment about how insane the world has gotten. And so I have to circle back, as Jen Psaki says, and head right back down into COVID. Listen to what they're doing in New Zealand.
I think early next year we'll be in the phase of chasing up people who haven't come forward to get their vaccination or...
Chasing down people. We're going to be chasing down people. We're going door to door here. And again, I say... I don't think we've ever gotten as draconian here as they've gotten in England and in Australia and New Zealand. But these things have a way of coming here. But listen to New Zealand. My Kiwi buddy, my buddies. It's such a great place. Australia. I've been to Australia. Just loved it. What has happened? How have the people let this happen? Yeah, slippery slope. They let them take their guns down in Australia, and this is the result. Again, this is New Zealand talking about those vaccine hesitant down there.
I think early next year we'll be in the phase of chasing up people who haven't come forward to get their vaccination or have missed their bookings and so on. So everyone will be able to get a vaccine between now and the end of the year. But of course, you know, and I want every New Zealander to come forward, but human behaviour suggests that there will be some people that we have to actually really go out and look for, and some of that may spill into next year. But our commitment is everyone will have the opportunity to get the vaccine by the end of the year. Everyone will, but I can't say that, you know, that we're not going to have some hesitant people or some people who just haven't come forward that we don't have to go out and find next year.
Oh my gosh. Holy cow. Of course, as I said, Jen Psaki told us they're going to do something similar here.
The president will outline five areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community-by-community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
Yeah, because all you stupid Americans, you hillbillies, you bumpkins, you haven't figured out that you can go get a vaccine yet? Did you not know there was one out? I mean, they just need to keep letting people know that they're, I think we know, we're fully aware, we understand there's a virus out there, and we know that you've got a vaccine. We get it. Of course, Joe Biden, this came from some statements Joe Biden made. He just couldn't get it right.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
They need to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus. Excuse me? Wait, what? Just Joe Biden. Every night we know what he has for dinner. It's just a word salad. This is, again, going back down in the southern hemisphere. This is New South Wales in Australia. And they make an admission here that we should all take notice of.
Prime Minister has this morning confirmed the COVID strain now spreading in New South Wales has come from Victoria. Let's go to Robert Avadia in the hotspot of Campbelltown in Sydney's southwest.
Crossroads went there and two subsequent cases have...
Yeah, listen to these numbers. She just called this a hotspot. Oh, we're going to go. We found out it came from Victoria. We're going to the hotspot. Listen to the numbers that they're talking. In this hot spot.
In Sydney's southwest.
Crossroads went there and two subsequent cases have contacted her who didn't go to the crossroads but got it from Planet Fitness.
Two. That was two. Not 200, not 2,000, not 2 million. That was two. They've discovered two cases. I didn't realize it came from the gym.
This is a world pandemic. It's a 1-in-100-year event. So you can expect that we will have transmission.
Here it comes.
From time to time, and that's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order.
Excuse me, what?
We will have transmission from time to time, and that's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order.
There it goes. This is the new world order. Well, Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer up there, she wasn't done killing her people with COVID. She's trying to harm as many as she can with the vaccine. More givey.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer says a new...
More freebies, more giveaways.
Sweepstakes giving away millions of dollars is intended to entice more people to get the COVID-19 vaccine. And she says she's so confident in this program that it'll be a bigger success than the state of Ohio's.
Now, I want you to listen to this. It's a Friday. This is always the most effective day for me to do this particular action item. Pull out your paycheck. Take a look at your federal withholding. Now, what you want to say is, oh, that's crazy, Michigan. Thank goodness I don't live in Michigan. Well, listen to where the funding for this lottery comes from.
If you've not gotten the vaccine yet, the virus is still a very real threat to you.
At a press conference announcing a brand new lottery-style sweepstakes and website to promote COVID-19 vaccinations, we find no shortage of excitement.
Our goal is also to bless some young folks
to help, let's say, incentivize them to further their education and just to help along the way.
The multi-million-dollar sweepstakes that include lots of money for college scholarships, we've learned, will be funded with federal dollars.
And there you go. Federal dollars. These lotteries, these scholarships coming right out of Uncle Sam. That means you people in Mississippi, you are going to send some Michigan kids to school. Here, this one had to be in this week on the crazy train. I don't know if you've seen these stories. They've got a bunch of birds dropping dead around the country. Well, humans have decided we know what's best for the birds, too. We need to enforce some rules on them.
This morning, a mysterious illness is killing birds, and experts are now asking humans to help the birds socially distance to stop it from spreading.
People were concerned because they're like, the bird like wobbling, it's falling over.
Look, million-dollar idea right here. You heard it here first. I'm not going to do it. I give this to you. It's my gift, my Friday gift to you. Masks for birds. Get on that. Yeah, I bet you there's a federal contract looking for it right now.
There's something wrong with their eyes.
Since May, wildlife centers have received hundreds of reports of birds found sick or dying, including songbirds, robins, and blue jays. This blue jay found sick in the Washington, D.C. area. Many experiencing neurological symptoms, eye discharge, and swelling. The disease affecting birds in at least 10 states and D.C. In Indiana, experts trying to find the cause have ruled out the bird flu and West Nile virus. In Pennsylvania, some question whether pesticides or even cicadas could be to blame.
We are testing for some of the pesticides that have been used for cicada control in certain areas. And we're also testing for a fungal toxin that's associated with cicadas.
Until the cause is discovered, experts hope people can help prevent birds from congregating. They suggest taking down your bird feeders and cleaning them and your bird baths with a 10% bleach solution.
The whole reason for this is because we want birds to be able to socially distance naturally. They don't have that, I guess, know-how that that's not okay for them when there is a disease going around.
Experts are continuing with lab tests to determine the source, but so far they don't know whether these sick birds can transmit whatever they have to each other or to people.
I do encourage every Democrat and every liberal who has been bossing around humans for the past year and a half, get out into the woods and do some good and get these birds to socially distance. Holy cow. This one's not quite so funny.
Tonight, federal officials are deploying a COVID surge team to help Missouri medical workers deal with a growing COVID crisis. In the past month, hospitalizations are up more than 50%, and cases have tripled at Mercy Hospital.
Now, this is always interesting to me. Again, I talked the other day. People lack context in just about everything. What is a tripling? Is it from 2 to 6 or from 10,000 to 30,000? That does matter.
Springfield.
The disease process is faster than before, and they are getting sicker sooner than before.
Dr. Mayra Juarez is a pulmonary critical care physician at Mercy, where the ventilator supply at one point last week was critically low.
It feels like a lot of people have let their guards down.
It's very saddening to talk to a patient, and all of them invariably said, I wish I would have taken the vaccine.
And there it is. There's always the payoff there. So COVID surge team. I'm going to finish up with COVID here. And I've just got this listed on my show notes here. It just says, we're insane. Insane is all capitalized here. This is where we are right now as a people.
I guess I'm a vaccine hoochie. I guess I'm a vaccine slut. I let them put it in my arm, and I would have blown and put it in my ass. Cause I'm a vaccine slut. Everybody now, yes, I'm a vaccine slut.
America, 2020. Oh. Mike Madison here. Have you heard about Lee Garland's latest offer? You know, he's the real estate agent with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance who will guarantee the sale of your home. Well, he's up the ante once again, and not only will he guarantee the sale, but he wants the opportunity to offer you cash before you ever even place it on the market. That's right. Lee Garland with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance is and represents cash buyers who are willing to buy your home as is today. Can you imagine not having to jump through a bunch of hoops, not having to scramble around to meet the buyer's needs, and not having to do repairs for some crazy home inspection? If so, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424 for more details on his cash offer and or guaranteed sale. Again, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130, 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424. Final segment for the week. We're going to look at the last few cars here on the crazy train of last week. Before I get to that, I want to talk about just something in my life, if I can be personal and serious for a second. I had a life-changing event this past week. I believe it was Tuesday. I went to Your Pie, and I got the peach prosciutto pie. They advertise that a lot. I have never gotten it. I'm a slave to the things that I really like at Your Pie. I keep getting the same things over and over again. But I was adventurous, and I tried the peach prosciutto pie at Your Pie. It was fantastic. I got to tell you, it was really good. So it's a recommendation there for you if you like the prosciutto ham and peaches. It's a good summery treat. That is Your Pie. My best piece of advice every week before I leave you is to head out there. They're at 340 Calhoun Station Parkway in Gluckstadt, right by Germantown High School. 10-inch brick oven-fired pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, gelato. The salads. I haven't got a salad there either. People I was eating with from the station here got some salads there. They looked fantastic. That's what I'll try next. I'll report back. But definitely head out to Your Pie. Support that locally and veteran-owned business. Download their app. Make sure you get their freebies and emails. You get double points days and free things after certain visits, acquire points, all that high-tech stuff. They're not being left behind. So anyway, get out to Your Pie. Make sure you tell them that Mike Madison at WYAB sent you out there. You're going to love it. All right, let's see. I'm running short on time here. What else have I got here? Well, Joe Biden gave us a terrifying warning about COVID.
Judgment is coming out that we may be able to even communicate the vaccine, the new variant to your pets.
Oh, he got it. You can communicate the vaccine. I mean, the variants. Joe Biden has got one of the most annoying habits ever. This is the president of the United States. Keeps saying this.
I just met with the G7. I just met with all of NATO. I just met with Putin. The autocrats think that democracy can't keep up with autocrats. Not a joke.
What is that not a joke thing? He does this all the time. He makes some serious statement, then he says, not a joke. Ugh. Jen Psaki tried to pull one on us for the 4th of July weekend that really got blasted on social media. I'm not a fan of social media. I'm kind of on a fatwa against it. Have been for years now, but occasionally I love to see when something stupid goes out, I love to see the people on Twitter just rip it apart, and this was a good one.
And oppose the American Rescue Plan, and I don't have time to read out all their names today.
Okay, on another subject, the official White House account tweeted yesterday, the cost of a 4th of July cookout is down 16 cents from last year. 16 cents?
There has been a reduction in some of the costs of key components of the 4th of July.
You can just hear her soul just leaving her body to have to do this, to have to defend their little, you're saving 16 cents this year on July 4th tweet. She has to do it with seriousness.
4th of July barbecue. So that was what the tweet was noting.
So does the White House think that 16 cents off a barbecue has more of an impact on people's lives than gas being a dollar more this time?
I would say if you don't like hot dogs, you may not care of the reduction of costs. You don't have to like hot dogs.
But a hot dog for 16 cents.
I will say that what we are most focused on is the fact that we've created now more than 3 million jobs since the president took office. That's what we're focused on and continuing to implement additional components of his economic Build Back Better agenda. Go ahead.
Oh, that is so gross. They've created 3 million jobs just from people. But the problem is, Donald Trump did the same thing in the fall. Look at this. We've created 2 million new jobs. Yeah, you shut everybody down, and when they go back to work, you get credit for creating a job. It's insane. Insanity is all around the world. I've done a lot this week on climate change. Listen, Italy's got a plan for how to save the glaciers.
Summer in the Italian Alps.
and a desperate race against time in a bid to delay the snow melting. Climate experts in northern Italy are now shielding the endangered Prasena glacier with massive sheets of cloth and covering some 120,000 square meters. Authorities say around 70% of the snow can be saved over the summer with the protective cover aimed at reflecting the sun's rays.
The best thing we can do is to extend the lifetime of these glaciers by some years, but really not much more than that.
In the Alps, climate change and the increase in global temperature is threatening ski resorts and livelihoods. ABC's James Longman witnessed glaciers melting at an alarming rate on...
You know the rest of the story. They're going crazy because the glaciers are melting. Again, I point out, glaciers used to cover the top half of the United States. They are gone now. These things happen, but the Italians are not taking it lying down. They're actually putting... they're putting blankets across their glaciers there. Good for the Italian taxpayer there. This was one, you know, the only way we get out of this climate change is electric cars. Just one small problem.
Fighting climate change means we have to swap combustion engines for electric vehicles.
And
available data shows that electric vehicles are just as safe. But when electric vehicles catch fire, a report from the National Transportation...
which is quite often, it appears.
The Safety Board found that firefighters are not prepared to deal with their batteries, which can burn extremely hot. Departments sometimes extinguish the flames, only to have the battery reignite later on the tow truck. This Dutch fire crew simply drowned this car in a tank.
It takes the water of just one engine, that's about 500 gallons, to put out a conventional vehicle fire. But it can take anywhere from 4 engines worth to 40 engines worth, 20,000 gallons, to put out an electric vehicle.
We're either going to need a fire hydrant or we're going to be tying up multiple engines.
You are cutting off its airflow. But
we asked Captain McGrath to show us why traditional car fires are nothing like an electric vehicle fire. The location of the battery under the car is one problem.
So we're going to be standing back a little bit further so the water can hit the ground and come back up to it.
Car makers told NBC News they have emergency guides for first responders. But if in the future every highway car fire involves an electric vehicle, are we ready?
Sometimes it might have to be that we just let it burn out.
That sounds environmentally friendly, doesn't it? We just got to let them burn and burn and burn and burn. Last thing here, I guess I got time for this one. Yeah, I think I do. Recent film program graduates of Columbia University who took out federal student loans had a median debt of $181,000. Yet 2 years after earning their master's degrees, half of the borrowers were making less than $30,000 a year. The most expensive example of elite universities in recent years have awarded thousands of master's degrees that don't provide graduates enough early career earnings to begin paying down their federal student loans. It also goes on to say Columbia University itself has $11.3 billion endowment, but the students are the ones left to suffer. Truly insane. Look, that's all the time I got. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.